Hello and welcome to the Chat Lifestyles. I'm Caroline Moore and today I'm chatting beauty with media content creator Shelby Wilson.
Hello. It's great to be here with you.
Thank you for coming. Sorry I interrupted you.
No, you're good. You're good. You know this more than I do. So do your thing, girl.
So, Shelby, by posting videos of yourself primarily reviewing beauty products and doing makeup tutorials, you've built a YouTube channel with 269,000 subscribers.
Yes, it's crazy.
And as of this morning, your videos had a total of 28,584,065 views.
Oh my gosh, I'm glad that you've analyzed this because I try not to focus on numbers too much. I mean, I know they're important, but I love that you've collected this data for me.
I have stalked you heavily. I've been watching a lot of Shelby videos, so
yay.
I feel like we've been chatting probably a lot longer than you know. So before we get into your beauty lifestyle, can you walk us through your life and how you ended up in Cookeville?
Yeah, sure. So I feel like pretty standard story. I am from Fentress County, so I graduated from Clark Range High School, little rural community, in 2011. And I just decided that it was either between MTSU and Tech, and beauty actually kind of led me to Cookeville. I wanted a summer job, and I applied at this store called Faces. So Cookeville natives will know about Faces.
Yes.
It was primarily a bare mineral store, and I just kind of lucked out. I was 18, and I was looking for a summer job. And, you know, Tech was kind of in the horizon, and I went in and was just like, hey, are you hiring? You know, super nervous. And the owner was pregnant at the time, and she was looking for somebody. And so that's how I ended up here. I got this great job, kind of, you know, geared me into the beauty world. And I graduated from Tech in 2015 with a degree in communications.
Now, when you say beauty world, can you define that a little bit? It's quite an umbrella term.
Yeah. So in terms of the beauty community, I feel like, gosh, I'm trying to think. So I started posting videos in 2012. I think that's when my first video went up. And even back then, the beauty community wasn't huge on the internet. When you talked about beauty, it was Lancome commercials. It was seeing beauty ads in magazines. So everyday people like myself weren't really creating a ton of videos yet. And that's really spiked. So now the beauty community is people like me, you know, just the everyday person who loves beauty, loves to talk about products, loves to try products. And, you know, just provide feedback to people who are new in the beauty world. So
yes, I feel like especially in the past, say 5 years, beauty has become more accessible, more democratized. It's not just women. There are people across the gender spectrum, drag queens, genderqueer people. It's a lot of fun. So has it been interesting seeing that change in the past few years?
It's been great because the beauty community and especially people who are just on YouTube talking about these products and talking about what they see in, you know, just ads and campaigns with brands, they've been asking for these changes. And so it's been really great to see brands and the beauty community really pick up on that.
I'm Caroline Moore, and I'm chatting lifestyles with Shelby Wilson. She is a media content creator and has quite a substantial YouTube following because of her beauty reviews and makeup tutorials. Shelby, how did you get started making the videos? What made you want to do them?
So like I said, I think my first video was posted in 2012, and there just weren't a ton of people doing beauty yet on YouTube. And I, like I said, going back, I worked at a store that primarily focused on the brand Bare Minerals. And so in 2012, the beauty community was really, or if you could even call it a community at that time, just people were really focused on kind of like big name brands, like the glamour brands, MAC Cosmetics. And I just didn't even really think about it. I saw a couple people on YouTube do a makeup tutorial, and I literally went home to my one-bedroom apartment with my basic webcam, and I filmed my first YouTube video. It's so weird when people ask me how I got into it, because I didn't even think about it. I just saw the videos, and I was like, this would be cool to do. You know, this would be fun to do. Like, I'm not finding when I search, you know, how to use this particular product that I use every day. So I just started kind of playing around with it. I was in school at Tech, and I just basically posted videos when I had the time, and I kind of focused like on that little niche of Bare Minerals, and like I said, there wasn't a ton of people talking about that at the time, and that definitely helped my channel grow, because when you would search that, I would show up first, which is like crazy to say. So I feel like I just got in at the right time as well. And yeah, that's kind of how I wiggled my way in.
But you did see the potential and have the foresight to see that this could perhaps take off.
Yeah. I mean, I will say in the beginning, I had no clue that you could make money. I had no clue that you could make a career out of it. I just saw, you know, YouTube is like people posting funny videos at the time. And then when I discovered this realm of makeup, I just thought, hey, these people are having a good time, you know, posting these videos, talking about these products. And I guess I'll do the same. And actually, when I started posting videos, YouTube didn't allow you to make money until you had, I don't know if it was 500 subscribers or 5,000. I can't remember, but it was, I want to say it was 5,000. You couldn't make money. They wouldn't monetize your videos until you had 5,000 subscribers. Of course, that's different now. They've kind of switched things up. And I remember I got an email from them saying, you know, your channel's eligible for monetization. And I'm like, what is this monetization you speak of? What does this mean? And that kind of, you know, made me realize, like, oh, hey, like, you can make money doing this.
Well, I want to hear more about how you set up your YouTube channel and got it off the ground. So stay tuned, and we'll be back with Shelby Wilson. And we're back. I'm Caroline Moore, and we're talking lifestyles with Shelby Wilson. Before the break, we were talking about your YouTube channel and how you accidentally fell into the beauty world. Mm-hmm. How did you get your YouTube channel off the ground, and what did you consider a success?
Yeah, so it's so hard to define success with doing what I do, but basically, by the time I graduated from Tech, which was in 2015, I had been posting videos for about, I guess, 3 years, because I want to say 2012 was my first video post. And by the time I graduated, I was actually making enough income to where I didn't have to have a part-time job anymore. And I kind of just thought to myself, okay, if I'm going to do this, we're just going to go all in. I really want to focus my time and energy towards this. So 2012, I quit my part-time job, and I just decided, you know, I'm going to do this full-time, because while I was at Tech, I really just was having fun with it. I was posting whenever I could. And in 2015, it was at the end of 2015, it was like December 2015, coming into 2016, I started pursuing it full-time. And I will say, I mean, it was like a lot of pressure. It was a rough road, because at the end of the day, it's just me, you know. It's a one-woman show over here. And I would definitely say that for the first couple years, it was hit or miss, you know. Like, my income was never the same. Mm. But I want to say, around, for me personally, if we're talking about the term success, when I really felt like I had discovered my audience, I knew what they were looking for, and just ultimately I had this connection, I was in my vibe with what I created for brands, I would say that didn't come until maybe like 2018. And what I did is I wasn't happy with like how things were going, my content, my engagement. And I basically just gave myself like a very small goal. I think it was like, okay, if I haven't met this, amount of like subscribers, let's say by the end of the year, then maybe we'll start focusing our, you know, ideas and whatever towards different avenues. And I wasn't as hard on myself. I literally remember in those like first 3 year period or the first 3 year years that I was doing this, I basically was being very hard on myself. I was waking up from basically like 8 o'clock in the morning, filming like 3 videos a day, editing those videos, getting them up. And it took me a long time to realize it was quality versus quantity for me. And yeah, about, I would say 2018, I just really discovered what my audience wanted and what they liked and what I like to create. And I guess you would say like my channel hit the, what's the term, the exponential or growth, you know, like it just continuously started.
I would not know.
Yeah, it just kind of continuously started growing, whereas before it was kind of stagnant. I was like at the same mm-hmm. number, growing at the same rate. And something just clicked.
So when you said you found an audience, can you describe the audience? I mean, who are they?
Yeah. So it's very interesting. My audience, normally you have a specific age group that watches you. And my age group is split up actually almost evenly in every category.
Really?
So, yeah. Of course, my highest demographic is around my age group. And I think they categorize that 24 to 34. Age group range. Then secondly is, you know, 35 to the 45, and then 45 and up. My lowest age demographic is the very young, whatever the youngest is, which I'm fine. That's not really, you know, the group that I'm catering to anyway.
Right.
But I feel really fortunate that, you know, people of all ages are watching my videos. But when I talk about how I found what my audience wanted, I feel like the YouTube community, there was this stretch where it was about all of this, like, glam and how much makeup you could apply. And it wasn't super realistic for a long time. And I started to realize that the type of people that I was catering to, you know, it's like people who have 9-to-5 jobs, people who, you know, are stay-at-home moms or stay-at-home dads. And I also realized, as like a reflection of myself, that was what I wanted. I wanted really tangible, very easy techniques, things that could be applied daily, but also that still make you look good, you know, like not just like boring basic stuff. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, like I throw out some basic stuff here and there, but I really just discovered that people wanted to look good, but didn't want to spend 5 hours trying to look good. So, I definitely think that switching that up really helped me kind of people were looking for that, I guess.
Right. I'm Caroline Moore, and I'm talking with Shelby Wilson, YouTuber and beauty expert. You were talking about when you interact with your followers and your subscribers, are they kind of dictating what they want to see, or are you asking them, giving them options? You have high engagement across your platforms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of a little bit of both. I feel like, especially now, you know, I kind of went back to that year of 2018 where I felt like I was starting to discover my audience. They were definitely telling me, you know, we want to see this, we want to see that. And I remember a big turning point for me was probably in that same year I posted a video that reached like over 1 million views. And that also, like helped my channel grow. And it was a very simple, basic technique video. And so when I saw that, I was like, okay, people really enjoyed this. Like, it's quick. I'm not, rambling on for 20 minutes about how to apply this. It was a quick, straight to the point video. And so I saw that people really responded well to that. And still to this day, I kind of base a lot of my videos off that one particular video that kind of changed the whole growth of my channel. So, yeah, it's a little bit of, people make great suggestions to me. And, there's the little people can like someone's comment. And so,
yes.
When I see like 500 people have liked what someone's recommended, I'm like, okay, people want to see that.
Great idea.
Yeah. And then sometimes I plan stuff. I have videos planned. And then sometimes it just really kind of comes to me spontaneously, just randomly. And oftentimes those are the videos that do the best. Sometimes I just go with the flow.
Stay tuned and we'll be back with Shelby Wilson. All right, and we're back. I'm Caroline Moore and you're listening to The Chat Lifestyles. I'm interviewing Shelby Wilson today and we're talking beauty. So before the break, you were talking about how your audience is able to kind of detect if you're being fake or cringy. Have you ever been asked to review a product that you don't like, and how do you handle that? Because your audience trusts you.
Yeah, I'm actually asked all the time to review crazy stuff or just stuff that is not up my alley. But I will say there's kind of like this standard procedure that I follow. Most of the time when I'm approached by a company or a brand, the majority of the time it's people I've worked with and they know what I like and they know which brands I like. And so they'll come at me with these opportunities. And if it's something that I've tried and that I love, obviously like I'm on board. If it's something I haven't tried yet, I'll normally say like, hey, I need a grace period, like, to test this out. And there have been several times when I've used something for 2 weeks that was up for potential review and it just didn't work out. It wasn't something I could recommend. So in that case, I just go back to the brand or the agency and I'm like, hey, this really didn't work out for me. Hopefully on the next run, we can work together on something, just polite about it. But I know my audience is not going to respond well to this or it's just not something I can recommend. And yeah, it's never been a big deal. They either have a roster of backup people or they just appreciate the honesty.
Right. And I think that's something that people don't talk about enough, especially when you're your own boss or you own your own business or you're freelance, is that it can be difficult to say no.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, there have been opportunities that obviously would have come with a substantial paycheck. And, I'm not going to lie. Like, it's especially when I was in college, mm-hmm. Working a part-time job and doing makeup on the side, it was definitely hard to turn that down. But at the end of the day, I think that it's more valuable to be credible, obviously mm-hmm. at the end of the day. I think that's definitely paid off, later on down the road. I see a lot of YouTubers who they promote stuff so often and I'll notice their comments and people will be like, okay, you use this once and then never use it again. I just want to avoid that at all costs, I truly want to recommend things that are going to be useful and beneficial for people.
Now, you mentioned the beauty industry and how beauty has become more democratized. I've seen a lot of YouTube beauty bloggers create their own lines, launch their own makeup products, but I've also seen celebrities do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like every time I go to, whether it's CVS or Ulta, I see a new celebrity makeup line. And, I think to myself, you have a perfect face. You've never done your own makeup.
Yes.
You've never been a makeup artist. What do you know about makeup? So in the beauty community, is there a little bit of resentment there? Or Is it annoying that celebrities suddenly jump into this when y'all have been working on it for years?
Yeah. I mean, for me personally, no. I think there are a couple of really good celebrity line makeup lines, Fenty Beauty being one, Rihanna's.
I love her product.
Yeah, you know, I think that was a very heavily researched line before it came out. I mean, the shade range, the selection, the diversity in that line is awesome. And then one that just recently launched was Selena Gomez's makeup line. I've tried several things out of it, and it's a very... it's a very easy to use brand, a very breathable, like fresh vibe. And so, for me, I try to give every brand a chance, but I would definitely say that there's probably, you know, been, you know, some eye rolls on a few launches. You know, but it's kind of like that with any brand nowadays. The beauty industry is very saturated. It's very, dare I say, oversaturated. So it's hard to compete. And people, I feel like, you know, I've been doing this for almost 10 years, and I feel like sometimes I've tried it all. So mm-hmm. It really takes a standout product to, you know, kind of get the glimmer going in my eyes.
Yes, and I was reading that according to Forbes in 2019, the beauty industry was worth $532 billion, and they projected it to, you know, grow to 600-something billion by 2026. How do you see the beauty industry changing?
I mean, I think previously we talked about, you know, diversity. We now have male models in the, you know, campaigns and advertisements. The shade selection is getting better. But what I've also noticed is that a lot of brands are gearing towards the clean and natural world of beauty. A lot of brands are also not retouching photos like they used to. It's about real skin and real people. And so I think that's a way that is changing, and I'm honestly looking forward to that change myself.
And how do you see your business changing or growing?
You know, I try to just take it day by day. And a lot of people ask me, like, oh, do you think you'll ever come out with your own, you know, line? Never say never. There's a lot of liability that comes with that.
I bet.
Yeah. But, you know, I would love to at least, like, look into that avenue. You know, I get comments like that a lot, and it's obviously something I'd be interested in. But as far as, you know, just how I want to grow my own business, I really just – this might be a bland answer – but I love just waking up and being comfortable knowing that I have this fan base that is really – they're just so gracious and so kind. And I just feel really fortunate to have those types of viewers. I always say that you attract, like, whatever type of person you are, you attract that audience.
Yes.
And so I just feel like – I mean, not that I'm, like, super nice and just
but you are.
But, you know, I try to reciprocate that. And I just feel really grateful to have people who still want to watch me almost 10 years later. So I just plan on, you know, sticking to, you know, what I know people love and what I love.
Yes, I highly recommend going and watching Shelby's videos and looking through the comments, because people are so nice and so complimentary. Your fans and your subscribers, they really do love you so much and care what you have to say about a product. They really want to hear your review because they trust you that much.
I know. Like, sometimes it's hard to believe that people care what I have to say.
Where can people find you online?
Well, all you have to do is search my name, which is Shelby Wilson, and yeah, everything should pop up from there.
Fabulous, and I will also post Shelby's information on my social media as well. Feel free to follow me at Caroline Moore, Moore.
Yes.
So thank you so much for coming and sharing all your beauty tips, Shelby.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on.
And thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next week.